On Connecticut College Week, public perception of Iran is not strong in the West. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marie Ostby, assistant professor of English, determines the real story is not always so straightforward.
2019 marks the 40th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution, and its legacy has been interpreted in many ways. Ayatollah Khamenei calls it a magnificent and global phenomenon. Members of the Trump administration tweet under the hashtag 40 years of failure. Since 1979, Iran's geopolitical isolation from the West has grown more entrenched, with the canceled nuclear deal, renewed sanctions, and the travel ban, which tore family members apart and intensified an Islamophobic climate in the U.S. with hate crimes on the rise. Meanwhile, images of Iran in U.S. media are dominated by what scholar Farzan Emilani calls new hostage narratives. Memoirs that portray Iranian women as oppressed, silenced, and trapped inside a countrywide prison until they escape to inevitably find freedom of movement and expression in the global north. The truth, of course, is not always so straightforward. My research focuses not on this stereotypical story, but on how, despite the attempted isolation of Iran, the regime's human rights violations, and its economic crises, art and literature are thriving, both within Iran and in its multi-generational, inter-ethnic, and interfaith diaspora. Iranian poets like Fatemeh Ehtisari publish multimedia works on Twitter and Instagram. Graphic novels and webcomics by Iranian cartoonists proliferate from Paris to L.A. Iranian filmmakers, from Asghar Farhadi to Analili Amirpour, make indelible marks on world cinema. These artists represent neither nationalism nor westernization. My current research traces developments that occurred simultaneously in modern Iranian and Euro-American poetry, film, graphic narrative, and other genres. By exploring how these literary histories are interwoven, I hope to show that Iran's culture is not an isolated one, that Iranian literature shaped and was shaped by literature across the globe before, during, and after the Iranian Revolution.
And that was Marie Ostby of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.